before we complete the Tosfos, which we have started yesterday, let us just go over quickly the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then get into the swing of the sugya, and then we'll learn Tosfos. The Mishnah says, V'kulan shayu ben kedushin agerishin besafik. The Tosfos of Arayis, if there was kedushin agerishin besafik, okay, Abel Hatzaris Chelitz Vilei Mishyamis. And then the Tzaris is Chelitz Vilei Mishyamis, since there was a suffix in the Kedushin or the Gedushin of the Arvis. Ketzat Suffix Kedushin. Zarek La Kedushin Suffix Karev Lo Suffix Karev Lo. Zeu Suffix Kedushin. So it's a suffix if she became a Tzaris elder. And therefore, there's a din, Chaylatas Valay Mishabatis. Safi Gayrishin, Kosabach Sav Yodu, Vein Olav Eidim, Yesh Old Eidim, Vein Beizman, Yesh Beizman, Vein Be Elay Dechad Zeru, Safi Gayrishin. So the Gemara asked, Vailu, Be Gayrishin, Safi Kaviv La, Safi Kaviv La, Loiktan. Safi Kaviv La, Safi Kaviv La, Loiktan. Why didn't the Mishnah say the same case by Gayrishin? So at a suffix, if she became, if she remained a tzaras elder, or she became a tzaras elder. Emma Rabbe Ishazu Becheskas Hetelashuk Emedes. She was Becheskas Hetelashuk. Umi suffix atabola oisre, alte yosrena mi suffix. You want to answer her? You want to ask her, Lashuk, you want to say she needs chalitza, al teyasrena misafik. Now, Rabbi was machadish, a nudin chazaka. Rabbi Kiveger, in Simen, the tshuva, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, ayinu donim, kshayomus baylo tehei muteres liyabim. Well, let's talk about the... Okay, he's speaking about the second chazaka, so let's just go a little further in the Gemara. He says, Rabbi was machadish that this Isha is becheskas heta l'shuk, and since she's becheskas heta l'shuk, yishtela am chazaka. Misofik atabo lo isra, al tiyaschena misofik. Om alei Abaye. So Abaye said, if there's such a chazaka, yochi b'kedushin nami neime. So let us say the same thing by Kedushin. Ishizu Becheskas Heta Liyavam Emedes. That she was Becheskas Heta Liyavam. In the beginning, she wasn't a Tzores Elder. Umisofik Ata Bolo Yisra. Now we're claiming a Sofik. Did she become a Tzores Elder? Alte Esreno Misofik. So let us tell on Chazoke that she is Becheskas heta liyovim kayemes. That's a bayis kash. If there is such a chazoke by a heta lishuk, there should be such a chazoke by a heta liyovim. Rabbi Kiveger says, this is the lashon of Rabbi Kiveger, he goes on this chazoke, hayinu donim, Kshayomus Baila Tahei Muteris Liyavam. That means when the Tzora got married, she was not a Tzora Selva. So we were down then, Kshayomus Baila Tahei Muteris Liyavam. That's what we were down, that she'll be able to fall Liyavam. Berei Meis Lefoneinu. That would, now he died. Hello. The Bosa Loimer, the Nishadish Dover, Shemisosoi, Lo Yehei Materesoiso. But now you want to come and say, yeah, we were done, that when her husband will die, she'll become Mutter to the Yavam. That means even though now she's also to the Yavam, the Sanesh's Ach. Rabbi Kiveger speaks about, Radavki speaks about the Yavam, there was Sanesh's Ach, and now, there's an Eishes Ach to the Yavam. But Al Kolponim, we were done that this Eishes Ach would become Mutter when the husband died.
Ella the boss loimer the nischadish dover. Now something was nischadish. That's what we were done before anything happened. Now was nischadish dover. Shemisosei lo yehei matares oisa. But something happened now. Now, you know, something happened in between. He made now a suffic kedushin with an elder. So maybe things change. Dahainu kedushei elder. Omri uki acheskoso de mises balati matares liyom. So that's what you're clearing a shaila. Did her status change? We had a matzev. That we were done, that when her husband will die, she'll be mutter to Yovan. That's what we were done till now. Now you're clearing, did a shinui change in this status? So we say, Vishtalan Chazoke, that a shinui did not change. That the shinui did not occur that changed the status. That is the Chazoke that Rabbi was Machadish. And Abaye asked him, so by Kedushin say the same thing. Why does the Mishnah say Chelatzis? So on that Kasha, Rabbi answered that L'chumra we say Chelatzis. And then the Gemara asked, so say the same thing by Geirishin also. By Geirishin Take, Meiker Adin, she has a Chazoke, that she's Mutal Leshuk. But L'chumra say Chelatzis, so the Gemara answers, Imat Oima Chelatzis Mishyabemes. There's a Nukhshash. Zachshash, if we'll say there's a Din Chalitza, they says, Me'iker Adin, Rabbi is answering, there's a Chazoka. That's 100% true. If she was a Tzora Serve, the Sofik of the Erva was Nizgarish, so then Yishtala An Chazoka, that she was Becheskes Hetal Shukaim. And she shouldn't eat chalitza, she should be matar l'shuk. Let's be machmer and make chalitza, so that we can too, because mat oimah chalitza is mishyabemis, and you might come to be miyabma, and chazoka paskan zois, that she's really also to the yovam. Masha'in came by kedushin, mi'ikar adin, she's becheskas, that she's mutar l'yovam, And now there's a suffix if she became a Tzoras Erve. So, Achazoka Paskin Zois, that she did not become a Tzoras Erve. But L'chumra, we say, give Chalitza. And if Kamad will give Yibum, Zeichnish Keferlech, because Me'ikar Adin, he could be Miyab. That is the Sugya in a nutshell. Now let us again see Taisvis. Isha Zu Becheskas Heta L'shuk Eimedes. Vimtaima Tinach Konas Vaachakach Girech Shekva Havye Tzoreserve. So Taisva says that's very good if she was already a Tzoreserve. And now, so we say she was Becheskas that when her husband will die, she'll become Mutalashuk. Abu Girech Vaachakach Konas. What if there was a Sofik Gerishin to the Erve and then he was Koines? Then she wasn't becheskas hetalushuk. And that's namazay akasha. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, the tan in the third page calls nisuim apilim. So for klangas shaila, is she a tzoras erve? Is she not a tzoras erve? So the suffix is not the giver a get. After she became a tzore, did the get help or did the get not help? Because then, if she once was a tzore to an erva, she's zicha also. And the suffix was, did he give a get before she became a tzore? So she never was becheskas hetalushuk. When she married, is a suffix, did she now become a tzore serve or didn't she become a tzore serve? This is no chazake. She's also becheskas heta l'shuk to makminin ha'elva becheska shalayin is garsh. He says the elva is becheskas shalayin is garsha. So Mamela we can sell her Bechaskas at the Lushuk. Mimtaima. Dahoche Mukminin Isha Bechaskas at the Lushuk. AFLP Shebisho Shenoilad Asafik Oiso Imedes Bechaskas Isa Shabailo Adayim Chai. Now we had mentioned before that Rabbi was Machadish, a new type of Chazoke. Rabbi was Machadish a Chazoke. Let's see, she was a Tzoras Erve. So Rabbi says there's a Chazoke, even though now she's also Lushuk, now she's an Eisashish, but there's a Chazoke that when her husband will die, she'll become Muta Lushuk. So there is such a type of a Chazoke. Now, af al pi that there was noiled a sofik before her husband died, so then one lechayre could say, yeah, we assume that she'll be mutter leshuk when her husband will die, she's a tzores erva, but now something happened. Now let's make a new cheshbin. Is it that way? Isn't it that way? We don't say that. Samoyre de kezach, that rabbi was machadish. That even though later a suffix was noiled before she became Mutta Lishuk, afal pi kein, we still use this chazoke. That means Tosfos is saying as follows. There are two types of chazokes. There is a chazoke that we know the matzav of something now. Now this dover is nischazik. This and this matzav. Now, clearly, did this matzav that was nischazik, did it change or not? So I say it didn't change. But here we're speaking about a matzav la'osid. This matzav never came about yet. I said it will come about. It was nischazik that it will come about. And now I have a suffix, will it take come about? Afal pi kein, even though the suffix was noilet, before, that means that matzev was not what never came about yet. Now she's also lishuk. So the chazoke that we're saying that she'll be muta lishuk when husband died, the vial did not, this matzev did not come about. And now I have a sofik if it ever will come about. Aval pikein. This also is a Teres Chazoke that is Mevara the Sofik. You don't have to clear. She's Becheskes that she'll be Mutter Leshuk when her husband dies. That's what's going to be. She'll be Mutter Leshuk when her husband dies. I gave a get to the a Sofik get to the Erbe. That's nothing. She's Becheskes that she'll be Mutter Leshuk when her husband dies. Bekame de Chulen Amrino. Behima bechaya becheskas isarei medes at sheyivodu lecho b'men ishchato. Behima bechaya is becheskas isar. It's becheskas einas avuach. At sheyivodu lecho b'men ishchato. You have to know there was a good shchita. That means if you'll be mesupik, if a proper shchita was made, that's your suffix. So I was telling Chazoke. It wasn't geshochten before. It was an einas avuach before. And you have a suffix, was there a good shchita or wasn't there a good shchita? I'll say there wasn't a good shchita. Mistame, it remained the same matziv that it was. Nishchita, what if I know that there was a good shchita? That's no suffix. So if it's a good shchita, I assumed that it's kosher. I assumed it's kosher. Becheskas heteroimedes, so then the din is that the behime is becheskas heter, at she yivode lecho b'men itrefo. Umashme davkelen yireyese dis yalit ache shchita avi becheskas heter, kegoin bo zeiv v'notol b'nei me'ayim v'hechziram k'shehem nekuvim, now, let us explain this, and then we'll go a little further. You have a behemoth, and I'll clarify before anything. Does this Behemah have a Nekev in the B'nai Me'ayim? I don't have a sonogram, but I'll say, halachically, that the Behemah does not have a Nekev in the B'nai Me'ayim, because Roy Behemahs don't have a Nekev in the B'nai Me'ayim. So I assume this Behemah also doesn't have a Nekev in the B'nai Me'ayim. Now, after that assumption, so I assumed something else. So I assumed that since it doesn't have a Nekev in B'nai Me'ayim, it doesn't have any other treifas, so it's the same right. I assumed that when this Behemah will be geshochten, you'll be allowed to eat it. That's my assumption, because the only thing that's wrong, it's not a treifa. Roy Behemahs are not treifa. So this behemoth is also like Oivis, so it's not treifa. There's only one problem in this behemoth, that's not geshochten. So I assume if we'll make a proper shechita, one will be permitted to eat it.
Right.
He made a proper shechita, now allowed to eat it. No shayla. That was the assumption, become niter al yidei shechita. Now, what happened? A zeiv came and took away the B'nai Me'ayim. And then he brought them back, but we see the B'nai Me'ayim are punctured. So now we have a suffix. When did this puncturing occur? Did the puncturing occur after the Shechita? Yes, so then it's a kosher behemah. Or maybe the puncturing occurred before the Shechita. He bit his teeth into, there's already a hole there before. I have a suffix now. On this suffix, Rav Shmuel says, I can't use my rov anymore. I have here punctured B'nai Me'ayim. So you can't tell me rov behemoths do not have punctured B'nai Me'ayim. This behemoth is not like rov. This behemoth has a punctured B'nai Me'ayim. But I have a different one. I don't know when it happened. But I can't use my rov anymore. My rov, because this behemoth has B'nai Me'ayim, which are not like rov behemoth's B'nai Me'ayim. This is a punctured B'nai Me'ayim. So I lost my rov, and I have a suffix, is this behemoth kosher? So the Gemara says, you have nothing but to worry about it. I have a chazakim. I had a chazake that when if I'll make a proper shchita, I'll be permitted to nishchita harehi becheskas, nishchita becheskas eter emedes achivod loch bamenitrov. I have a chazake that after shchita, I can assume that this is a kosher behemah, this is a chazake, this is not roi. The chazaka came because of it, but now I have a chazaka ready. It was nischazik that I can eat the behemah after shechita. Now it became noile da sofik. Can you take eat this behemah? I stole it on the chazaka that was nischeta harehi becheskes hetre menis achi bodlach. Now you have to prove now that it was treif. I have a chazaka ready. There's such a chazaka. Umash medavke leinyin reyese dis yalid ache shchita ave becheskas hetta. That this chazaka helps only that after it became his chazik, but it's mutter, after the shchita, it became this chazik that this behem is mutter. So then I say I use the chazaka. Avo. Im neilat hasafik, it says nishchita. Aval im neilat hasafik mechayim. But what if the safik was neilat mechayim? Kigoin safik druse. That means as follows. An ari, a zeiv, went into an eder of behemis. I don't know, was he doiris? And one of the behemoths, wasn't he doiris? I don't know. And now I shechted these behemoths. So there was a suffix, neilad mechayim. Loi. So then it would seem, it seems clear that when do I say you have to prove that it's treif, and because when you prove it's not treif, that's after the chazoke is ungenommen geboren. That means nishchita, it was geschachted. We already assumed that the behemoth is kosher after the shechita. Now you want to declare a suffix, but maybe it's not kosher. We shtel on that chazoke after the shechita. But what happens if a suffix, and after shechita was nailed a suffix, maybe it was treifa before. But on that suffix, maybe it was treifa before, since the suffix was nailed after the shechita, we already assumed that it's kosher, so I don't clear the suffix. That's the Ibra in the Gemara. But it would seem, what if the suffix was nailed before the shechita? I have a suffix, maybe it became treifa. So then the halacha is, I will not say that it is kosher. Now Tosfos is asking a moiridike kasha, because that gemara is similar to our gemara. That gemara is when the behemah was alive, the behemah had a chazoke, that when it will be geshachten, it will become mutter. That was the chazoke it had. Af al pi kein, if a suffix was noiled before the shechita, will it take become mutter with the shechita? Maybe it became a treife. So then it seems from that gemara, it will not become mutter with the shechita. That's what it says in the gemara. Davke nishchita harei hi becheskes heter oimedes. But kozman it was loy nishchita, even though it was oimed kshei shochet that will be mutter, but that will not be mevara a suffix that was noiled before it was nishchat. And our gemara says vakert. Our gemara says that she was, let's say, he had a tzoras erva. A tzoras erva was becheskas etel l'shukayim. She was becheskas that when her husband will die, that she'll become mutter l'shuk. She's a tzoras erva. But then all of a sudden we have said, but maybe she became my tzoras erva. So the Gemara says, don't think about such things. We have a chazoke that when her husband died, she become mutter. So a suffix that was noilad before the matter came, we also are misalik that suffix because of the chazoke we have that she become nitter through the matter of Mrs. Abal. So say the same thing over there also. If there's a suffix druse in the behemah before the shechita, but we have a chazoke that shechita will be matter this behemah, so be misalik the suffix druse, because I have a chazoke that clown it. Don't think of such shvekas. Maybe it became a drusa. It didn't become a drusa. So memeila, so you shtel on chazoke. That is Tosfos kasha. And then Mr. Rabbi Kevega says this in Tshuva Simen Kov Zayin. Ubishchite hachazoke hoiso im yase shchite kitikuno tiyah muteretz. Ubiyoshev koitz, that we'll see, that's the next case of Tosfos. Da shchita hoya kitikuno, ela de bos loima de nischadish dovo nekuvas hakoitz, shegoyrim shaloi tater hashchita, so we say no, that the shchita is not matter. If a suffix was nailed before the matter came, we don't say there's a chazoke that this matter will be mattered. I start clawing a shayla. I assumed it will become mutter, but now something happened. So now I don't know already. Now's a suffix. That is Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos, Bishum de Bishar, she nailad asofik, he said, I'm becheskas, he said, that means we never paskin leis, it was mutter. It was only that he's chazik, that it will become mutter. But the Baal wasn't mutter yet. V'ay mari, the hosom chayshinan lesofik druse, Bishum de shchiche umuchecho milse liisure tvei middle hetere. So Tosfos is saying a yesod that there's two types of chazokes. There's a chazoke that the dovo was nischazik already beheter. that's the case, nishchata, that is the case, nishchata becheskas heteroimedes. If the behema was geschachten, it's becheskas heteroimedes. And in such a case, if later there'll be noilid asofik, maybe it was treif before, and afilu, it's muchecha milseli suritve, it's more mistaver, that itake was also before, mustub shalan chazake. If the heter was nischazik already, so then such a sofik will not be mafkiya de chazake. I'll stell the dam chazake. And that is what the Gemara said. That was Tosfos dik, nishchita becheskas heter imedes ad sheyevod alecha, shenitrefa. That means if it became mutter already, so memele you'll only be matrefit if you know it's straight. If it's noite that it's treif, you'll stall on chazoke. You'll say that it's kosher. But, if you have, there was a different chazoke. The chazoke was, there's a chazoke that it will become mutter through the shchita. It didn't become mutter yet. It wasn't nischazik that it's mutter. There was a chazoke that it will become mutter k'she yishochet. And such a chazoke, if there was noilid asofik, that is noite, not asofik ashokul. Asofik ashokul, you'll shtel on that chazaka also. And that is our gemara. We have asofik ashokul. Sofik karev lo, sofik karev lo. We have asofik ashokul, you'll shtel on that chazaka. A chazaka ba'asidis, that she's oimed to become mutter, b'mises bailo. The baim is oimed to become mutter al yedei shchita. If you have a sofik ashokel, you say that the behem is mutter. And she is mutter l'shuk. The Gemara that says sofik drusa is also, is speaking about a sofik that is more, that is mukhechem milseli isura tvei midlatire. V'chein ahide yoshev lakaitz beveshet. The Chayshin in Shem Hebrew, we see that there was a kaitz in the veshet of the behem. And I don't know, did it puncture the Vaishya? Didn't it puncture the Vaishya? And I don't have a way to figure this out. But this was Bechayel. I know, I see there's a kites in the Vaishya, and I don't know how far it went. Is Laman the Chayish Lesovic Drusa Kidoma Bereisha Elo Treifis? So the Gemara says, if you're Chayish for a Sovic Drusa, you're Chayish for a kites in the Vaishya, Shema Hivri. So Tosfos says, they also, it's noite to say that it was Hivri, that it made a hole. So Memele, so therefore you machme. Va'ari she'nichnas lebein ha'shvorim, u'posek osam ha'mei me'hilchus edachayshishin le'sofik drusa. There was a whole mice over there. They found that Tzipoirin on one of the Ari, and there's a whole sofik over there. So the Gemara says that Choshishin L'Sofik Drusa. Also the same thing. In all these cases, the Sofik is not a Sofik HaShokul. The Sofik is Noite, that it's also. So it matters when the Sofik was Noiled. So if it was Noiled before the Cheskas Heta was Nischaze, so then we will not make a Cheskas Heta, even though it was aimed to become mutai deishchit. That's what it says in the book. So Taisha says, Afal gavdamin and hosam ikalamei mahochi vikalamei mahochi. The Gemara seems to say, by arisha nichnas lebein eshvom, it's a sofik hashokul. So the whole shtik teire falls down the drain. Become mokim istavre taimi disura tzei melatire. Don't be in the spoil from the Gemara. He can say like this, he can say like this, and Taisha makes an agor, but it's more mistavre to say that it's awesome. That's shot in the Gemara. Teida, you tell me I'm saying a big doichik. So Taisha says, da besofik kalbe, sofik shumre, amrin en hosen, eime kalbe, afil lushmu, da chayish lusofik drusa. There is a sofik, seems a kalbe bechlal, can be matrif, and a shunri can be matrif, and there I have a sofik ashokul, and there the Gemara says, afil lushmu, who is chayishish, for sofik drusa, here he's not chayish. So Taisha says, no, what's pshat? So you see, Claude, what I said is emes. That by Yisofik HaShokul, you take a shtel on this chazoke. And a Sofik that's more Noita La'achmi, you don't sound as Chazaka. And now Gemara speaking about a Sofik Hashok. Eisvei Abai. Now we're at Abto Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph. Let us go further in the Gemara. Eisvei Abai. Nofal habayis olov val basachim. So bekitzer, what did Rabbi say lemaise? Rabbi said lemaise that if you have a tzoras erve, you have a tzoras erve, and now there's a sofik, so tzoras erve was nischazik that mistama, when her husband will die, she'll be mutalushuk. That was the chazoke. She was nischazik when her husband will die, she'll be also to the yovam. That is what we were machzik of. And now they became noilad asofik. Maybe she became oisor aselve. So Rabbi said, we shtel her on chazoke that she still mutal ashuk and does. And then she's also to the yovam. And we can't say to give chalitza because since Chazaka Paskin say she's also to the Yovan, we can't be matter to give a chalitza because the matter of a chalitza is misyabevis. That was Rabbi's Ashtik Teire. Eisvei Abaye. Novel Abayis Olov Baal Bas Ochiv. The husband and the Elva were in a house together. That's Bas Ochiv. She was the Elva. The Bas Ochiv was the Elva to the Yovan. Ve'ein yodua eze mehem meis rishin. I don't know who died first. If the Bas Ochiv died first, so the Tzore is kukele yibum. If the Baal died first, so the Tzore is not kukele yibum. We have here a Sofik. So what should be the din according to Rabbi? So you have a Sofik. Tishtalan chazoke. And you say that she's mutalashuk and she doesn't need anything. That's what Rabbi said. It doesn't say like that. It says tzorosa cheletzes v'loy misyabemes. There it says that you give the tzor chalitze. Exactly not the way Rabbi said. Amai ochinami neime ishazu becheskas hetalashuk emedes. Let's say yahoshtik teire. She's becheskas hetalashuk emedes. So Chazoke Paskin says that Mistome, when the husband died, she remained the Torah servant. And Misofik Atabola Isra Alte Yesrena Misofik. So let her go out Lishuk. I say, yeah, Yishnicha Salon Chazoke, Shizicha Mutana Lachumi, need Chalitze. So Abaye asked Rabbi, where is your shtik Torah? Now, Agav Ulche, the Shmaitze brings this Amachloikis, or the Poiskim, what does Abaye want from Rabbi? Well, the whole sugya, he's going to ask kashas on Abaye, then he's chaylik on Rabbi. What does Abaye hold? So there's two mahalchim. Either Abaye doesn't hold of this chazoke. This is, we have a new type of a chazoke. The Rabbi was machadish. Rabbi was machadish a chadosh. A chazoke. There's a chazoke that we were marzik, that when her husband will die, she'll be mutal l'shuk. That's what we had assumed. So, memele, any sovik that's noiled, if that changed or not, we still on this chazoke. This is a chazoke that Rabbi was machadish, and Abaye doesn't hold of this chazoke. That's one way you can look at it. Or another way, this amayda kenaf kamin alalocha. Or Rabbi also holds from this chazoke. Abaye also holds from this chazoke. No, but Abaye holds the second shtik teire that you don't give chalitzi ma'atoyim mechaletzes mishabemis. This he didn't hold up. But the etzim zach he did hold up. The etzim chazoke he did hold up. Because if we paskin like Abaye, the shayla will be if someone shechts a beheime, and later we find a treif, we find a sofik treife in the beheime, which was b'chayei ha-beheime, and it's a sofik hashokel. what is the din lahalocha? And that's a big machloikis apoiskim. What is the din lahalocha? Do you shtel on chazoke? I mean, do you say, we had assumed that, that the Bible will become mutar al yedei shchita. So if you find a sofik treifa, a sofik hashokul, we shtel on chazoke. That's if we paskin like rabba. But if abai is chaylik on rabba, we paskin like abai, not like rabba, so it'll be trei. Or we'll say that, no, this is a davar muskim. And this, the rabba's chazoke, everyone holds like that. That there's such a chazoke. Abai was only chaylik on the shtikter of rabbi matayma, galetzes mishyabemis. That's only, this machloikis is only negeya hilchis yibum. It's the becholatay rekulo wezicha paskin that there's such a chazoke. So it's a moyadika machloikis apaiskim. But al kaponim, Abai was chaylik on one of the two things that rabbi had said. And he brought a raya. And for the Gemara. So the Gemara answers as follows. Really, the chazok is a chazok. But l'chayre, you should be machme to give chalitze, but there's my svara. Gzeire, dilme, if you'll give chalitze, you might come to make yibum. So he answered, geirish in the shriche gozrubu rabonam. Bapoilis the loy shriche loy gozru rabonam. So he says, that's the difference. He says that there's a gzeire, you shouldn't give chalitze, you shouldn't be machbe because he might come and give yibu. So they made the gzeire by milsa de shriche. It's geirish in the shriche, gozru bu rabonon, ma poilis de loy shriche, le gozru bu rabonon. Dachsach mir, you see, a meiridike chiddish over here. I mean, in this teretz of the Gemara, we differentiate. Chazal will only goyze by milsa de shchiche. My dear friend, the geirishin, we're speaking about a geirishin of machtze al machtze. That's the whole case we're speaking about. A geirishin, a sofik, we're speaking about a geirishin, a sofik, a shokel, was a karavloi, karavlo. That's what we're speaking about. Now, how shchiach is this already? How often does this occur? This is a milsa de shchiche. I think the Gemara says mamoyde kechidish, but since the etzem inyan of geirishin is a milsa de shchiche, even though the gzeira only applies in an oifen de loy shchiach, that also is called a milsa de shchiche. It seems like that. It was had an amshat in the Gemara. That's also called geirish in the shchiche gozer bo rabonim. My poil is the loy shchiche le gozer bo rabonim. Let us see Rashi. Babas ochiv vehi ishtoi. She was a tzoros erbe. Shema he meisa rishayin. Maybe the erbe died first. Ba'acha kach meisu. Usnan v'kulam im meisu ha'arayis koidim labalayim tzoroseyim mutoros beperikam. So now we have a sofik. When the husband died, was she still a tzoros erbe or not? Who died first? And this is my poilus, is not a milsa de shchich. Inami, now the Gemara says another teretz. Rabbi said another teretz. Geirishin de kaime elve de kamuchach. By geirishin we're speaking about, we have an elve that's in front of us. There's an elve, the elve is around. B'tzarosa komatzchis chlo chalitze. Now, if you're going to say, there's an erve around, and you say the tzara needs chalitza, omri komi bei rabbonon, begita, degita mal yehu, va'osa li yevumi. Now I'll explain to you what I said before, imat oimer chaletzes misyabemes. The at oimer, not samas, they say chaletzes misyabemes. Over there, people will look at the situation. There is an erve. There's an erve. Now, and you're saying the tzore should get chalitza. So al kochoch is kamu by rabbonon. We know there was a pesasofik. It was kavroi karavlo. But al kaponim. Now we see you give her chalitza. So mestom kamu by rabbonon. They'll come to the conclusion. Begita de gita malyus. So mestom was a good get. It was mevarer it. It's something that's absolutely brilliant. So memela v'osili yevumi l'tzorech. So the miyam l'tzorech. I mean, that's how they'll understand the psak of cheletzes. That chazal v'mavare she was gegen. Ma'apoyles mikamu bu rabbonu b'ma'apoyles. But by ma'apoyles they understand the rabbonu never could know. They're not nevim. They're not ba'al ruach ha'kodesh. They do not know what happened when this house caved in. So that everyone realizes it's a suffix. Not a komube. So a sofik, they understand. So this psak, they'll understand that, mishtame, you give chalitza, lahachme, but, you can't give yibum. Maybe she's felt that's on herself. What does Rashi say? The kaima erve kamo, bekamuchachos ta'kul roim, shezu tzores erve oiso. Everyone sees that she is a tzores erve. Is an erve around vata matzchus chalitza or solomei mekomu by rabbonu begita malye ve'ein zutzar aserva v'osolivumi avu mapoyles inami matzchus chol chalitza mi osolomei mekomu by rabbonu b'mapoyles elu adayonim amatzichem oisa chalitza leviyemeim. Could you say that rabbonu knew who died first? V'yodu shehi meiso rishoine. That she died first, the lazily abla tzore. So made the yodi, so people understand. Behind the chutz, so mishum sveiko. Then people who understand the psak that he says to jump the gun. That say if chiletzes mishabemis, that's only when they could make a toys of komu by rabbonim. But my point is, there's no such toys. If there's no such toys, so mameil then I don't see matoy mechiletzes mishabemis. Something more about them. The Gabi Geirish and Miloisnan. So the Gemara says, so be kitzer, Abba Rabbe is telling us that if there's a woman was a Tzores Erve, and now there's a suffix if the Erve was Nizgarish, so Rabbe is telling us, then the din is, if she's Mutalashuk, Ishtalan Chazoke, Becheskasatalashukaime, and finished, no Chalitze. She's mutalashuk. So the Gemara says, "V'gabi geirish and miloisnan." We didn't learn this, not a mishnah that speaks about this case. Posnan, we learned a mishnah. Hoisa imedes b'shus harab. There was a wife was standing in b'shus harab, b'zol kulo, and he threw a geta. Korav lo megureshes. Korav lo eina megureshes. Mechza al machze. Migureshes ve'ena migureshes. So, l'gabi other halachas, she has a din of migureshes. L'gabi other halachas, l'chumre, she has a din of migureshes. And l'chumre, she has a din of ena migureshes. V'amrine l'may hilchus. Now, l'gabi what nafkemine is there to say that she is migureshes? So it says two nafkemines. Number one, the koyin who asur alay, if the husband is a koyin, so he's not allowed to be with her. Asur alay. Because we're chayish, maybe it was megareshes. The erve, the second nafkamin is, if this ish is an erve, tzorosa boi chalitze. So then, you have to give the tzora chalitze. So now the Gemara says, no. So this is a very akashan rabbi. Here we had this chazok, this is mamish fakert when rabbi had said. Rabbi had said that if you have a tzores erve, and there was noile da sofik geirishin in the erve, the din is that the tzore is mutalishut. And here it says klo, that the elve has a din grusha misofik legabi, that the tzore needs chalitze. And for the Gemara. Ha'itmer alo rabbe v'rav Yosef d'omri tavayu pocha b'shtei kitei eidim askin. You have to know what the case is speaking about in that Mishnah. That Mishnah is speaking about shtei kitei eidim. Achas oimeres korev lo v'achas oimeres korev loy v'have lei sveike de'eraisa. So there it's a sofik de'eraisa umasnisen dohoche bekat achas v'have lei sveike de'rabono. Now, let us just, before we see Rashi, let us just explain what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us, the Gemara says as follows. That Mishnah is speaking about Treye Treye. Two Eidim say it was Korev Lo, two Eidim say it was Korev Lo. Now, we have a klal, Treye Kemeye. There's no chilek if you have two Eidim, 100 Eidim. Two Eidim say one way, two Eidim say another way. May Eidim, 1,000 Eidim will not make any hachra in the Sofik. It's Trei Kemei. You have two that say Nisgarsha, two say Lo Nisgarsha. I'll take now, there was a chazoke that the tzore will be mutter l'shut when the husband dies. So when it tell me, chazoke is going to tell me that Lo Nisgarsha. Chazoki can't tell me loy nizgarsha if I have two Eidim that say nizgarsha. Chazoki can be better than another kat of Eidim. Chazoki shvacha than Eidim, but it can't be better than another kat of Eidim. So memele, when this, so trei utrei sveike de eraisa means that mina toire, you have to remain with a sofik, and there's no way how to be mevara the sofik, even with chazoke. Chazoke can't be mevara a sofik of treye treye. So memele, so the Gemara is saying a beautiful teretz. That Mishnah is speaking about, there was treye treye. So there's no chazoke. There is no chazoke, 100%. It's a sofik. It's a sofik ashokot, sveike de reise. Is she a tzoras elbe? Is she not a tzoras elbe? It's a sofik deraisa. Now what do you do by a sofik deraisa? You have to give chalitza. You have to do this. You can't say she's mutter l'shut. So you have to give chalitza. Now someone will start to wonder, what will be who will give chalitza? Maybe the miyabim. I mean, listen, you can't make cheshbonis over here. You want it to be get married l'shut? Yibum we can't make. She can't get married l'shuk, you have to give chalitza, let's hope for the best. That's the case of that Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about treye treye sveike derab. It's talking about kat achas. Let's explain that. Speaking about, we'll see Rashi soon, but let's explain what Rashi says. That means like this. Rav Nochem explains the Rashi as follows. We're speaking about that there are two Eidim that saw that he threw a get to the Isha, and they don't know if it was Korev Lo Korev Lo. They don't know. They saw the Maisa Gerishin, and they don't know if it was a Maisa Gerishin or wasn't a Maisa Gerishin. Is Mitzad Riyosom? It's a Sufik. Mitzad Riyosom mitzasofik. Okay, let's go a little. We'll see this a little further. Let's stop over here. So mitzad Riyosom mitzasofik. So memeli ishtalam chazok. That's what Rabbi said. Our Mishnah is speaking about a kat achas that saw and does not know it was korev loy korev lo, and the Mishnah over there speaking about some meirish talan chazoke. That's it by kat achas, and the Mishnah in Gittin is speaking about trei kitas, which is sveike de reise, trei sveike de reise. So there you have to go and give a get, you have to give chalitze. There's no way to be matar without chalitza. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi korev loy meforish meseches gitten. Lamai hilches ketonim begereshes. Gabi what halachas do I assume she's a grusha? Avala sveike derais. Given the trei omri korev loy. If two say that korev lo that she was geget lei motzi lo ukmi tzora achazoke lo mifter lo alma b'loi chalitza, if two eidim say that the tzora is geget, you cannot use chazoke k'neged two eidim lo mifter lo alma b'loi chalitza. Umasnisin da hoche bekat achas. Our Mishnah is speaking about bekat achas. Now Rashi says, Eid Oimer Korev Loi, Beid Oimer Korev Lo. Now, Rav Nochem explains that this is another cat. That means as follows. The first cat saw a matzev, they don't know. They saw there was a Zrikas Haget, they saw there was a Zrikas HaKedushin, and they don't know if it's Korev Loi or Korev Lo. And that's your Eidi Kedushin. Let's talk about, because Rashi will speak about Kedushin in a minute. That's your Eidi Kedushin. And Agavucha vi Harav Nochem is learning, there's a famous Beis Shmuel and Simon Lamed that brings down a Mordechai Shita Gos Oshri, that if two Eidim saw a Sofik Kedushin, so the Beis Shmuel says, she's Vadai not Miskadeshes. Because that's not called Eidis. What's called Eidis? They saw he gave a kedushin did you see kedushin? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. So the Beis Shmuel says that's not called eidus. Period. So she's vadi not mikodeshes. So Rabbi Kevega Fanot brings a raya from the Rashba, and our sugya that Rashba says, "Claude, that's called sofik kedushin." And Rabbi Nachman learns Rashi is also speaking about that. That's called sofik kedushin. That's cool. That they saw. They saw the. This is what they saw. They saw that the kesev was nizrak lo sofik. So they saw sofik kedushin. But we'll see. But Rashi says, but there was another cat. There was another cat that saw a little more. But there's a machlokes between them what they saw. The other cat was standing right over there, and they were able to see exactly where it fell. But there's a difference of opinion what really happened. So one eight said it was Korev Lo, and one eight said it was Korev Loi. That's the story. That is the story. Now let's see Rashi. Eid oimer Korev Loi, veid oimer Korev, the hoche bekat achas, eid oimer Korev Loi, veid oimer Korev Loi. Hilkach. Bekdushin hu deike lemisnayu. So, by Kedushin, the din is, will say, Chaylatzes. Mishum, the Becheskes heta liyobom kaime, Mishum eid echod, the oma korev lo, loi mavkinen lo mechazoke, becholzo. And therefore you give chalitze. Avol begerishin leke lemisnayu. The becheskes heta leshukayme. Beidecho da oma korev lo boi laafuki mechazoke. Bekimen leke eide sholem ozlinen lekule. Bekomakminen achazoke. Leboi boi chalitze shimata oima chaylatzes misyabemes. So, Dachsach Meir Rav Nochem says pshat as follows. That Rashi held, let's first talk about Kedushin. By Kedushin, if you would only have the two Eidim, which Rashi doesn't mention, but Rav Nochem says, Akochach, that's speaking about, if you only have these two Eidim that saw a Sofik Kedushin, they saw a Sofik Kedushin. So it's a Sofik if she became a Tzoras Elva or not. They saw a Sofik Kedushin. He says then there wouldn't be a Din Cheletzes. So that's a Sofik HaShoku. It's a Sofik HaShoku. That's the Din that Rabbi said by a Sofik HaShoku Yishtalan Chazoke. She is Becheskes Heta Liyovam Kaime. And now a suffix was noilet. Maybe she became a tzoreser, but maybe an erva was in Skadish. That suffix hashoku was still on chazoke. So say that, no, she remains becheskes heter liyovim kaima. But Rashi says, but there's another story over here. There's a story, there were two Edom that really saw what happened, two other Edom, and there's a difference of opinion between these two Edom. One Ed said, I saw it was Korev Lo. So here, so this one Ed that says it was Korev Lo, no me'ikah din, he can't be mapping from the Chazok, there's a Chazok that she's going to fall the Yibo. So this aid that's saying I saw was Korev Lo and she became a Tzoras Erbe, Me'iker Hadin would not be Mafkiya from the Chazaka. But to make a Chumra ready to say Choletzes, it's Kedai ready. One person says she became a Tzoras Erbe, he was there. So that what we machmer to give Chalitzes is not we don't rely on Chazaka. We're Chayish for the Hagodis for aid, which even though Mina Torah can't be Mafkiya the Chazaka, but one eight said that she became a Torah server, so the Yeser says, we'll give her Chalitza. That is by the case of Kedushin. In the case of Kedushin, that means she's Becheskas, that she's Mutter Liyovim. The Sophic Kedushin that the two Edim saw, which they don't know, so and that we would still have right on the Chazoka. She's right to Becheskas at the Liyovim. But that we have another cut. That one of these Edom say that he saw that was Korev Lo, that is enough to, we should be Machmer. We should be Machmer and let's go and give her Chalitza, Liyeser says. That is by Sofik Kedushin. By Sofik Geirishin, also the same story. But by Sofik Geirishin, if we're going to make this Chumre, and so there, Besavik Gershin, she's Becheskas, that she's also Liyovim. She's Becheskas, that she's Mutter Lishut. Now we have this one aid that says, Safik Korev Lo, that she became Ois Tzores Erbe. That's what this one aid says. No, but we can't be Machmer over here, because Imat Oimer Cheletzes Mishyabemes. So Memele, so that's why the Mishneh could not have said, a case of Sofik Geirishin, Sofik Korev Lo, because in such a case, the din will be, she's Mutaris Lashuk. So that's how Rabbi Fe'emphed this last kasha. You have a Mishneh in Gittin that says that a woman who was a Tzoras Erve was Noilad Asofik, maybe the Erve was Nisgarish, she needs Chalitza, that's speaking about Treye Trey is Feke de Reise. We can't use Chazaka by Treyetrei. Our Mishnah is speaking about a Katachas. It's not Treyetrei. By a Katachas, Me'ika Din Yishtel on Chazaka. Since there are Chiluke Deis between the Kat, one eight says Kovlo, one says Kovlo, so if we could be Machme, we'll be Machme. So therefore, by Kedushin, we'll be Machme, and we'll say Chaylatzis, because of the Haggadah of the Eidechot. And by Geirishin, we can't be Machmer, because about Oymer Chelatz is Mishabem, so we won't be Machmer. Fine. So the Gemara asks, so you for the two Mishnayis. Like the Gemara pertinent Kashe, Umimai Demas Nisan Dahoche Bekat Achas. How do you know that our Mishnah is speaking about Katachas? Yeah, you're saying all the Akim is speaking about Katachas. Who told you it's speaking about Katachas? Do me the Kedushin. Ma Kedushin be Katachas? Av Gerishin be Katachas. Kedushin is speaking about Katachas. So Gerishin is also speaking about Katachas. That's not a difficult question. Frag the Gemara weiter. Vikidushin gufaye mi maide bekatachas. Who told you that Kedushin is speaking about bekatachas? Dilme bebeis kitayedim. Maybe the Kedushin is speaking about beis kitayedim. This is a more radical kasha. Beis kitayedim. You're saying the whole pshat, the Mishnah, speaking about a katachas. Mikadin you wouldn't need chalitz and mikadin you'd make yibum. Lachumre we make chalitz. Aganse maise. Who tells you that's the case? Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about Trey. It's a real Sofik. You give Chalitza Me'ikar Adin. Maybe that's pshat by Mishnah. Who told you that the Mishnah is speaking about katachas? Dilma bebeiski teyedim. Now, I'm going to learn the Gemara according to Rashi, which is very, very difficult, but let's try to learn. So all of a sudden the Gemara makes an about face, about mamish completely. I bebeis kitei edim tisyabim ve'im bekach klum. He says, no, it has to be speaking about akat achas. Because if it's speaking about beis kitei edim, then by kedushin, he'd make yibum. He'd make yibum. Now, what does that mean? So now the Gemara is saying, this is, but let's see what the Gemara is saying, this, and this, and what the Gemara is saying right now. So the Gemara of Nochem is Mavair as follows. There's a Svara to say, before we had mentioned the Svara, Treye Trey Sveika Di Reise, that nothing can be Mavair of the Sofik, you can use Chazok, you have a Sofik, Treye Trey Sveika Di Reise. There's a Svara to say, Trei etrei kimandeles nayudomi. We take, if you have two Edim saying this and two Edim saying this, they cancel out. And they cancel out completely, and then if you cancel, get rid of the trei etrei, so now you're still on chazoka. Now, what does that mean? Why do you cancel them out? So Rav Nochem wants to say that pshat is you cancel them out, because each one is contradicted by two Edim. So memele, so I can't accept the Edis of this one, because two Edim say fakert. So the contradiction is a more of the contradiction, so I can't accept your Edis, because two Edim say fakert. You say it's korev lo, two Edim say it was korev loy. I can't accept the other Edim, because they're also contradicted. So therefore, the commanderless nayudomi, so I can't use the Edim anymore. If I can't use the Edim anymore, so memele, so yishtalan chazoke. So you hear, don't even say yishtalan chazoke. So you say it's a shizbadai. So that we had this chazoke. That means we had a chazoke that she was talking about kedushin. We had a chazoke when her husband's going to die, she's going to fall a yibum. So that's what's going to be. These two Edim that said it was korevloi, korevloi, we canceled them out, commanderless nayudomi. So memele. So then, the din is you'd make yibum. But, if the Mishnah is, so that's what I told you. You're asking, I told you the Mishnah is speaking about katachas. That's what I told you. The katachas is very good. Katachas, here, chad, what doesn't cancel out the other? That means a chad is not strong enough to cancel out the other. So here I have, 1-8 says it was korev lo. Oh, if 1-8 says korev lo, so we should be machma and give chalitza. That's we should be machma. That means by kedushin, meikar din, I have a chazaka that tells me she falls liyibo. But if I have a katachas and one says it was korev lo, so we should be machmet not to be miyavim to give chalitza. So now the Gemara just now said a new mahalach that Rabbi said, our Mishnah has to be speaking about katachas, because if it's speaking about trei kiteidim, then you'd be miyavim already, because trei trei commandalas nayu. And so sicher there's a din yibum. So there has to be speaking about katachas. I told you, katachas, the cheshbon is beautiful. So by kedushin, you're machma, and you say there's a din chalitza. By gerishin, you can't be machma, k'matoy mechelatzas mishyabemes. So if I am for the kasha, you asked how do I know that it's speaking about katachas, because it can't be speaking about trei trei, because trei trei, the halacha would be different by kedushin. It wouldn't be chaylet, it would be mishabemetz. Because trei trei commandalas nayudom. This is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, even beiskitein kisham vein bekach klum. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. Kaimi edim v'komri korev lo. But Amre Tisyabim Ve'en Bekach Klum? So I don't understand. A minute ago you just told me Tre Yisveke De'aise. That's what you told me a minute ago. And now that means I have to hear both Stodim and I have to remain with Hasafik. And now you tell me, Commandalus, now you dummy. And you shall not chazoke. That's question number one. The su in question number two is, and that would you for emphat the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin, you said, why over there is there a din chalitza? Because they're tre sveike deraisa. That's what you told me before on that Mishnah. The su b'shteki teyedim nami sveike derabonani. I got news for you. The tre is a sveike derabonani. Itakish tala chazoke min atoire. Umi derabonani has a toire sofik. That is the din. So Memela, so now we're going to come and start figuring out the Mishnah in Gittin. So if we say Trei Trei Sveike Darabonon, means as follows. Mina Teure Yishtel Am Chazoke. So Mina Teure, I should say that before she was a Tzora Selbe, that she remains a Tzora Selbe. She's Muta Leshuk, she's also Leovo. Mi Darabonon, I should clear a Sofik. But I can't clear a Sofik by a tzoras erva ken klaras of because you mat oy mechelet is mishabemes. So now I have, so the, all the terutzim that was said already, the tzoras are now mishne stamas oy apele, because you tell me tre tre commandalist now, it's not like that, it's tre tre at the tere sofik. Number one. And number two, Vesu, it doesn't have a sophic, it doesn't have a teresophic midaraisa, it's a teresophic midarabonon. So now let's go back to your teres on the Mishnah in Gittin. Your teres on the Mishnah in Gittin is not a iskalten. So, since it's only a sophic midarabonon, in a teres talan chazoka. So now, so let's say the same problem. Let us see Rashi. Avgeishim bekatachas klemi abatonilu da kochach avmetuk medumid ekdush mishemachi loitanilu because katachas is imatay mechalatz is mishabemes hachi gasini bekdushin gefay mimayde bekatachas dume b'shteki tiyed I b'shteki tiyedim tisyabim tzarose v'im bekachlum then the b'yeshivi yadin yibum so the gemore eskai mi'edim v'omri korib lo v'at amre tisyabim v'im bekachlum Besu besteike te eide im nami sveike drabonu dam rinen ukitrei. Vahochi perushe. This is pshat in the Gemara. I besteike te eide im lihabe toni veloi misyabemes. If it's speaking about steike te eide im, it wouldn't say in the Mishnah that relates veloi misyabemes. El tishabem veim bekach klum. To uk misach hazoke. If it's two eide im, you're still on hazoke. The meteris liyabim avoy. Rashi doesn't say why, but the Rab Nochem explains, Rashi means als trei trei commandalis na yudami. Upachinen, kaime eidem. How can you just say, now you're telling me it's commandalis na yudami, for Amrit, you just told me before, shteki te eidem, sveiki de reise, and now you're telling me it can be miyabim. What's pshat in that? That's one kash. So what you said that our Mishnah can be speaking about Trei is very schwer. And number two, Visu b'shteiki ti edim nami sveike barabonanu b'geirishin gufayu to say the subject barabon. I'm going to tell you something. Chazuk. I forgot the kat achas a meres korav lo. Lahavilon laafuki micheskas hetalushuk. Even though one cat says korev lo, lahavilon fuki micheskas hetalushuk, given the ike cat achiti, the omer korev loi. So memele trei trei sveike de rabbonon, iminatoire yishtel an chazoke. Vamaik toni choyletzes. Now, just let me explain for 1 minute, what is, we have here a machloikis in the Gemara, meredika machloikis, if you say, trei trei sveike de reise, Utreyutrey Sveike Darabonan. Sveik mi Darabonan is a Torah Sofik. And that means, I mean, a Torah Yishtel an Chazake. So, Rabbi Kevegan, the Chubis, mentions what the lumdis of the Machloikis is. The man, the Omad, holds Treyutrey Sveike Darabonan. He holds, as we had mentioned before, that whatever Beruhim you'll bring to one tzad, it's not better than Trei Kemeye. That means it's if you have 100 Eidim, so if you have 2 Eidim and a Chazok and whatever you'll have, it's Trei Kemeye. So you always have you have a Sofik. So Trei Sveike Deraisa, and you have no way how to be Mevara the Sofik. What is the svar of the man, the Omer that says, Trei Sveike Derabonu? I mean, a Teure Yishtel and Chazoke. How did all of a sudden Chazoke get better than the Trei? What's pshat? So Rabbi Kevege says a beautiful beer. Rabbi Kevege says as follows. Trei is a Sofik. That's right. Two say she wasn't his garish. Two says she wasn't his garish. Fine. What happened? I haven't the faintest idea. And I'll never be able to find out. And Chazoke can't tell me what happened. No one can tell me what happened. It's a Sofik. But in Chazoke, there's a din and hoge. If you don't know what to do, remain the way it was before. Not because I'm telling you that that's what happened. I'm telling you I know she wasn't this guy. I have the faintest idea. But the Torah gave us an hoge. That when one doesn't know what to do, so remain the way it was before. That means the halach of Chazoke could be its mevarer also. That could also be its mevarer. And Vashteitzer by Trei, it cannot be mevarer because you can't have a birra bigger than 2 Eidim. So you have your Sofik. But there's another din in Chazoke. If you don't know what to do, so remain the way it was before. So therefore, I don't know what to do. So before we assume that when shall be giget, shall be mutal liyavim or mutal shuk, whatever the case is. So this anhoge has to remain. So min ha-toire yushtel an chazoke. That is the din what one does besopik. He shtels an chazoke. Now treyetrei sveike the rabbonon means the rabbonon said, let's still keep it a suffix. So, Mamela, so, the Nafkamina, if you can give chalitza, you'll give